So that was the Olympics, and we're back home now, having made it home in less than an hour from seat in the stadium to sofa at home, which is pretty damn incredible.
Going by pictures though on Twitter, it seems like we were lucky rather than we were timely at the tube station rather than any kind of fortuitous.
It does seem though that genuinely TfL, credit to them, have either done really well with the planning and really impressed me, or they've lowered my expectations sufficiently for me to be quite impressed. But so to review the show without giving away any spoilers, it's certainly a spectacle. It's something to watch. Things happen. It's impressive.
Yeah, there are bits that are definitely like, oh, that's super clever and well done. And then there's some sequences where like, I don't see the point of this. Probably like any ceremonies there have ever been.
Well, this is the thing. It's like, it's a bit of a weird, awkward brief for Danny Boyle to sort of make a show about Britain and about everything. So, you know, that's not specific enough. If he said, make a film about zombies in London, that'd be quite easy. But because he's got to do a bit about everything. The visual spectacle is quite something. But I think the narrative thread is
tenuous?
Tenuous at best.
To be fair, we're pretty sure that they've missed, like, big sections of it because they had some, like, segues that never went anywhere, and they had loads of things that said, like, you know, a segment goes here, and they just have basically a slide up telling you that there will be something here during the ceremonies. And I don't think there's enough pyrotechnics for me to say that we saw everything, because otherwise they're pretty low on the pyrotechnics, and that's usually a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're going to get something on Friday like Beijing with the same sort of, like, the regimented authoritarian thing. I mean, oh, can I give one little spoiler?
Probably not now.
Oh, okay, well, in Beijing, you know how, they had thousands of people coordinated. We're not going to get any massive human pyramids. We're not going to get everyone in the audience having their own individual card and flipping them over to form pictures like I think happened in Beijing. Certainly it happens a lot in North Korea, because being British, we're just, you know, we can't do that sort of enthusiasm, that sort of you know, regimented stuff. We're not really like that. It was a spectacle. It was worth it. We've now been to the Olympics.
I know that was kind of the best thing. It's like we saw really cool things and we got to sit in the Olympic Stadium. Now we can avoid the Olympic Park for the next 2 months.
Yeah, although transport might be quite good. Famous last
Although
words.
There's probably not going to be too many places where they're going to have, other than the opening ceremonies and, you know, the closing ceremonies and maybe a couple of big matches or whatever, I don't think that many people will go in and out at the same time again.
No, actually, yeah, you're more or less right. There was an interesting post on Diamond Geezer's blog the other day talking about that. So, but we had one of the slightly busier days, I think. But yeah, no, the organisers was good. On the way out, it was a bit weird, because all of the LOCOG people said goodbye in a sort of slightly creepy way, because they've been clearly trained well, and it was just slightly creepy because, you know, you don't get it. This isn't America. We're not supposed to be like, goodbye, hope you have a nice evening.
It's going to be interesting. It would be quite interesting to conduct an experiment where you said, oh, this is how friendly everyone was on, like, the first big kind of things. Mm. Everyone's excited. The Olympics is still coming. It'd be interesting to see how pleasant they are in the closing ceremonies.
But maybe that's the point. Maybe by getting me to question what the nature of it means to be British, maybe me questioning the means of Britishness and what Britishness is all about what the thing was supposed to evoke after the sort of slightly volkish beginning. But I can't really talk anymore about this, so yeah, we'll tune in on Friday and follow my tweets, as I promise they will be amusing.